It's great to be with you today as we begin a brand new week of broadcasts and as we open a new month together here on God Is. July certainly snuck up on us pretty quickly, didn't it? And we enter this month the way we ended last month, talking about the rest that only God provides to us, spiritual rest. God is our rest. Last week, we dove into Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and verses 25 through 30, and thus far, we have covered verses 25 through 28. I hope you learned a lot. I know I certainly did as I prepared to teach this text to you. And should you be new to God Is, and or if you'd like a refresher on what we talked about last week, or perhaps you were even away, taking some time off and away from your usual routine, no problem. All of the God Is episodes are available as a free podcast from the WEZE website. Just go to that website at www.590amtheword.com and click the link to podcasts. God Is will be waiting for you. That's 590amtheword.com and click podcasts. There you will find every episode of God Is. Listen today for free and be sure to share the link with others, family, friends, and enemies, anyone you can think of. Today, let's get back to Matthew 11 and pick up the reading at verse 28. This is Matthew chapter 11 and verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That is Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, and this is Jesus speaking. Remember now the context. Jesus is speaking here specifically of spiritual rest. He's saying that when we come to him, when we put our faith alone in Christ himself alone, we will have rest from our sin because Jesus forgives us all of our sin, and once sin is dealt with, then we live at peace with God. Peace produces true, genuine, sincere, and lasting rest. Those who reject Christ's invitation continue to persist in their war with God. But those who come to Christ, those who accept the salvation that he alone provides from sin, they surrender. These are people who are no longer at war with God, but rather have made their peace with God in Christ. Which is descriptive of you? Does your soul rage against God? Or is your soul quiet within you? Do you have the kind of peace that passes understanding, a peace from God that cannot really even be described because it is so meaningful? You do not really have the words to describe the depth of peace that you feel. Or is your life full of destruction, unrest, upheaval, and fallout from the sin that leads you into battle against your Creator, your Lord God? A great way to describe who you are if you reject Christ's invitation is this: you are weary and heavy laden. Those are the words of Jesus. People who refuse to live in relationship with Jesus will always be weary and heavy laden. Your burden of sin will weigh you down, way, way down. The only way to truly live a restful life is to unload the burden at the feet of Jesus, to tell him, I accept this invitation. I am coming to you. Now, please, give me this rest. Jesus, give me the rest that you have promised me. Whoever you are, and whatever you may be going through, Jesus will rest you because Jesus will lift off of you. Jesus will take from you your burden of sin. In the English translation, this verse reads, I will give you rest. But literally in the Greek language, this reads, I will rest you. I like that much better. Jesus says, I will rest you. And do you want to be rested today? Then Jesus says, come to me, and I will rest you. Now, if this is of interest to you, drop me an email today, and let's discuss it more. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com, and that will be repeated later. As we come now into verse 29, Jesus is even more descriptive of the kind of rest that he alone provides. Verse 29 reads, take my yoke upon you. I want to stop there so that we can consider this word yoke together. Y-O-K-E, yoke. This is not an egg yolk, Y-O-L-K, such that you had for breakfast this morning, but rather a yolk, Y-O-K-E, such that an ox animal would wear to prevent chafing or tearing at the animal's skin as the animal carried a heavy load. I know you are in your home or office today, not outloading farm equipment around the neck of your ox so he can plow your field. We own cats and dogs, not oxen. But Jesus was speaking in imagery that the people around him that day understood, and the ancient people knew what it meant to slip a yoke around the shoulders of such an animal. Typically, the yoke was made of wood, and it was handmade and specifically designed to fit your animal. So let's say you're a farmer. You take the yoke from the barn in the morning and slip it around the shoulders of your beast of burden. You attach the harness to it, and then you connect it to, let's say, a plow. Then you lead the animal out to the field, and you use the yoke to lead the animal and to guide this animal across the field, plowing the areas that need it. The animal submits to you as you lead it by the yoke attached to the harness. And I invite you to notice three things about what Jesus says about his yoke. First, a yoke in ancient times was often used to describe the nature of the relationship between a student and a teacher. The student wears the yoke of the teacher. And that is precisely how Jesus uses the analogy here in verse 29. Notice what Jesus says as he continues, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Jesus is the master teacher, and people who come to him, those of us who put our faith in him, are forever his students. Jesus' disciples are his learners, and we've submitted ourselves to him so that he can teach us from the scriptures. Every day, Jesus is teaching us from his word about who he is. He's slipped his yoke around our shoulders, as it were, and he's leading us and guiding us. I love this image. Don't you? Second, the yoke was a popular metaphor in the ancient world for submission. The one wearing a yoke submits to the one who has put the yoke on that person. Jesus is saying, when my yoke fits over you, you will submit to me. And by this, he is talking primarily about obedience. Jesus says, you will do what I tell you to do. Where I lead you, you will go. He uses his yoke to make us obedient to him. So we welcome the yoke of Christ for us. We are eager every day for Jesus' yoke to be put around our shoulders. Jesus says in verse 29, take my yoke. That implies action. We want to take this yoke every day. And that is because of this third characteristic of Christ's yoke. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29 says, I am gentle and humble in heart. And verse 30 says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does Jesus mean? He's telling us that the yoke he has made for each one of us, who submit ourselves to him, comes from his heart that is gentle and humble. And the yoke will feel easy, and the burden you and I pull for Christ is light. Christ's burden is not heavy laden, and it will not make us weary. In fact, in verse 29, he adds, you will find rest for your souls. Notice the emphasis there on souls. Again, this is spiritual rest that Jesus is talking about here in Matthew 11. Now watch this. Jesus is sending a very strong and clear message back to the supposedly wise and intelligent in verse 25. Remember, they're the so-called wise and intelligent. They are the rabbis, Pharisees, and scribes, the religious leaders, and they are burdening their followers, tiring their followers out with legalism. They implemented laws, laws, and more laws. Do this, do that, and do this and do that our way, according to our self-righteous standards. And only then will you be acceptable to God. The yoke of the religious elite was heavy and hard and never easy, and it was certainly not light. And so the Jewish people themselves, the so-called infants from verse 25, had become weary and heavy laden. But Jesus openly, boldly, and convincingly corrects the Pharisees, rabbis, and scribes by inviting the weary and heavy laden, come to me. And when you come, this kind of yoke, this is what I'll wrap around you. It's easy and light. You will find rest here for your souls. Come over to me. Move away from the religious rulers. I'm a very different master. I will rest you. What a beautiful, welcomed message from Jesus Christ. The people were so tired, but Jesus came to give them rest. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 4, Jesus describes the Jewish religious rulers this way. They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger. But in Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30, Jesus offers a very different kind of yoke. Theologian Craig S. Keener has this great line in his commentary on Matthew. He says, quote, Jesus' yoke is not lighter because Jesus demands less, but because Jesus bears more of the load with the unburdened, unquote. Indeed, as the hymn goes, Jesus demands my life, my all, but my life and my all in Christ is easy and my load is light because Jesus is gentle and humble in heart. Jesus has removed from me the burden of sin and therefore I've entered into my spiritual rest. How about you? Do you have spiritual rest today? I pray that you will receive Jesus' invitation and respond positively to him. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn that God is our rest.